This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, how about this for a question of the day? Are today's progressives actually totalitarians? Oh, boy. Yeah, you know, I'm stepping in it right from the get-go because I'm just... Have I about had it, or have I had it for years? For people calling for centralized bureaucracy, strengthening the government's ability to control and manipulate and force and prohibit all the things that you Americans say. I mean, you think you're a bunch of adults out there, that you don't need government telling you how to live and what to inject into your children. Happy day. Welcome, everybody, to the Robert Scott Bell Show, about to commence. Some of you might think it already commenced. It's commencement day. Who's graduating? I have no idea. But I'd like to say that we could graduate beyond infantile, immature progressivism at this point. No, this is not me getting political. This is me getting spiritual. Progressivism is spiritually immature. It behaves as if, or the people who are acolytes of it, demand that you be taken under the wing of precious, lovable, mommy-nanny state government to protect those progressives from you who might be independent of spirit, independent of mind and thought, and want to live freely without harming anyone else, but without being harmed by those who want to control and agendize, if that's a word, government, to inject you with toxic medicaments that are not approved for putting in a baby bottle, for heaven's sake. Talk about insanity. Progressives have to be heavy metal toxic at this point, loaded with fluoride. This is really going to get me probably in hot water. I'm going to boil them like with all the chickens. How dare he speak ill of progressivism? We need to call it out for what it is. If you're a proud progressive, just admit it. You're a collectivist. You don't believe in individual liberty. You want the government to own you and your children and your grandchildren. You love that your children and grandchildren are turned over to the pharmaceutical representatives of the medical state, i.e. doctors, licensed, duly allowed to inject you with things that can kill you with no liability. Pharmaceutical products with no liability. Is this me painting a nasty picture of progressives? I think I'm painting an accurate one. I mean, they'll tell you that they are loving and kind and caring, but the moment you disagree with them, off with his head. Get the government, sick the government on that person. They're racist, right? They're automatically racist if you're not a progressive. If you don't believe in government coercion, manifesting as mandatory vaccinations without exception, without exemption. Never mind the freedom to, say, opt into something like that. No, no, no. It's assumed that you are going to get it, and we're going to limit your opportunities to say no. And if you say no, we might even come for your children and take them away. Am I exaggerating? Interestingly enough, this is in Forbes magazine today. Of course, they don't lay it out as directly and beautifully as I have. Are today's progressives actually totalitarians? That's the question Ralph Benko asks in this Forbes article. On my Monday through Friday show, I could actually show you for those that are simulcast watching on YouTube or later on Brighteon, but you'll just have to go to robertscottbell.com and see the article for yourself and see what they're talking about here. Progressivism, another word for progressivism, totalitarian. Now, I don't think I do a political show here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I don't think I do. Some of you go, oh, yeah, you're always political. You hate Democrats. You love Republicans. No, sorry. We call it like we see it. I call it like I see it. And there are plenty of collectivist, progressivist Republicans out there. And they get my ire as well. But I'll tie it back into health, freedom, and healing liberty, because I'll hazard a guess that if you really corner a progressive, not violently, with love, corner them with love and talk to them and say, hey, what do you think about vaccines? Do you think that you should have a choice as to whether you'll inject or have somebody inject your children with these things? Or let's take it a step further. Maybe you think, well, I don't think that the people are qualified to answer that question, so we'll leave it to the doctor. And then you'll ask, okay, do you think that state bureaucrats at health departments should override physicians licensed, duly licensed by the pharmaceutical medical state to get these vaccines? Well, no, doctors should be able to do. Okay, really? Well, look at what your beloved Dickie Pan and Governor Newsom may be set to sign. We'll see. And just going after doctors. We've got more updates. Dr. Bob Sears, again, in the crosshairs of the medical board there for writing exemptions. We should not be begging for exemptions. You should be putting their feet to the fire and say, you know what? I ain't opting in, and you can't make me. I don't need an exemption. But once again, folks, when you accept a benefit, they can call it right, but when you accept a benefit from the government, like education, public school education, government indoctrination centers indoctrinating you into collectivism against your will. Of course it's against your will. Who would knowingly embrace this idea that you have no individual rights, that your rights don't come from God, that they come from government? Who would do that? Nobody, really, unless they're fluoridated heavily or Prozac heavily. Again, the pharmaceutical state. We live in the United States of Drug America, or shot America at this point, where things are headed. Is it already there? Is it already too late where you are? Are you moving? Are you going to be not a political refugee, technically, but a vaccine refugee? For those of you who have woken up and said, my gosh, I've seen what happened to one of my children, for instance, or another family's child. Progressivism. It's collectivism. Do you believe in individual liberty, or do you believe that government owns you, controls you, gave birth to you? And then you behave accordingly based on this wrong-headed notion that I am a good person. I'm evolved because I am progressive. I am hashtag woke. Go back to sleep. The kind of woke you're in is, it's a nightmare for all of us who believe and defend individual liberty. This is the basis upon which the American government was founded. The Declaration of Independence was not the Declaration of Progressivism. It wasn't the declaration of socialism and communism. It was a declaration of individualism. That we are born of creation, of a God or nature and nature's God individually. And that we are free to move about that cabin as long as we violate nobody else's rights. And who's the primary promoter of violation of individual rights? Progressives. Now, we can go back in history and see maybe there's some elements of so-called conservatives that are not really truly conservatives, or liberals today, which is not classical liberalism, which would be more akin to more libertarianism, conservatism. But right now we're looking at this progressivist movement, the Democrats primarily controlled by it. But yeah, there are Republicans involved there. And again, it's the destruction of individual liberty. It's the destruction of independence, the freedom to make choices, self-determination. Without collectivist or government fiat mandates in violation of your not constitutional rights, but constitutionally protected rights, rights that come to you by virtue of your birth of a creator. And that creator is not government, progressives. They've lost their mind on that. Now, Super Don, I read this article. I don't know that I've mentioned much that's in the article, because where it got me going is where it got me going. And I'm curious as to if I've missed anything that you think is critical here before, I know on our Sunday show, I'm used to doing 30-minute monologues now, Monday through Friday. So I got to contain myself here. Go, maybe I should hold back a little bit, see if I missed anything.
Well, yeah. You didn't hold back from the very beginning. The fact that when the show first started, man, we didn't hear about your garden. Mm. We didn't hear about what the weather's like, you know, what you had to eat today. So.
You know, because I didn't want to scare progressives. Because yesterday I took my son and two of our dear family friends' sons out to shoot in the mountains. We went shooting.
Yeah. You just triggered somebody with that.
Exactly. So that's why I didn't want to say anything. Because, you know, the progressives don't like that. They don't like when you exert your fundamental freedoms, the right to self-defense, or practice the art of self-defense with firearms, for instance. So, totalitarianism. You get it? Progressive? Am I exaggerating even a little bit here?
I don't know. I mean, it's like, you know, what is the definition of a progressive? You know, it's interesting because, you know, if you look at Democrats and Republicans today.
Yeah.
And you go back, let's say, I don't know, 50 years, 60 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you look at what Democrats and Republicans were then.
Yes.
There's been some flip-flopping going on.
It's not the same thing. It's not your father's Republicans. So it's not your father's Democrats.
Yeah.
Or grandpa's.
You know, progressive. You know, if you look at the definition of a progressive, I just Google it, right?
Go ahead.
Favoring or implementing social reform or new liberal ideas.
Okay.
It's an interesting term. Progressive. Who doesn't want progress, right? Let's progress. So we need to have progress and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, if you look at what's going on in California and New York, and you know, if you want to say, "Hell, that's progressive," you know, yeah, it is kind of totalitarian.
It is totalitarian in its manifestation. Yes,
it really is. You can't deny it.
And that's the intellectual integrity I know you are famous for, Super D. So I knew I can count on you. If we look at Oxford definitions. Our Webster definitions, they're going to differ into how things have manifested today. Because even liberalism, as I mentioned, you have to precede the term liberalism with classical liberalism to see the origin of definitions. Because today's liberalism has nothing to do with classical liberalism. It's more like, you know, Ron Paul conservatism, honestly. And we've got to talk about Ron Paul. He's got a great article about medical ID numbers. Things I've been warning you about for 20 years on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got a lot more healing to go, and of course, sometimes we got guests, and we have an acupuncturist, Ann Tomoko Rosen, joining us. She was recently censored for her article at Medium.com, and now it's published at GreenMedInfo.com. What's it all about? She's an anti-vaxxer, and she's next. Stick with us, RobertScottBell.com.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location region, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, if you're into collectivism, that's okay. Just let me know, and we'll take care of that accordingly. Which means, hey, you know what? We respect your freedom. So let's, differences of opinion, beliefs here, but the question is, do you respect ours? Do you at least tolerate ours? Toleration, it's in short order. How about those who have questions about vaccinations? Even if they're not quote-unquote anti-vaccine, maybe they've fully vaccinated their children, but they're asking questions about safety. They are now tagged with the label anti-vaxxer. And my next guest, first-time guest here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, has written an article for Medium, and has apparently written for Medium before. First time ever, she got suspended. Why? Topic title, anti-vaxxer, conspiracy theorist, negligent parent, selfish, stupid, crazy, dangerous. I'm like, what did you think would happen writing this article for Medium with that headline, with that title, and Tomoko Rosen? Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, thank you. Yeah, actually the title was Why You May Need an Anti-Vaxxer Like Me on Your Side. That didn't fare any better, though. So
No, that's true. Yeah,
I am. I'm trying to break that idea down of what it means to be an anti-vaxxer because I think it's so misunderstood.
Yeah, and in parentheses, you put, or healing the American macrocosm of autoimmunity, which, by the way, was picked up by our friend Sayer G over at Green Med Info. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It's an excellent article. I want to talk to you about it as we go through here. But
thank you.
Just correct me if I'm wrong. Have you written, submitted articles in the past for Medium?
Oh, actually, no. I haven't written articles for Medium in the past. So
okay,
that was the first one that I had put up.
And then you immediately, pretty soon after, got suspended. So,
right. It was up for, I think, maybe it was up for 24 hours, maybe less.
Right.
But it was down by within 24 hours.
Well, let's see what was beyond the pale here. Number one in the article, you say, I am for choice. I am for choice.
Yeah.
Of course, it's the wrong choice, according to the leftist mainstream media. if you were for...
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, yes, it is the wrong choice. As far as many people are concerned, and the people who have a lot to say in negative response to the article, it mm-hmm. is the choice to harm other people with my selfish decision. So, I mean, I never explicitly said what any of my personal decisions were, because the article was about choice, but mm-hmm. I don't think people can hear that word, or that the word vaccine is so triggering. Mm-hmm. It seems to shut things down really quickly, which is a shame, because we need to understand the background of what's going on here.
Right.
Well, I don't think it's about vaccines.
Well, yeah, trigger words are interesting, because they're like they've programmed a response in you. And when you hear the word, it's a conditioned response, much like Pavlovian ring the bell and you start to salivate. And there are many Americans and people around the world that hear the word vaccine or now anti-vaxxer, and immediately they get frightened or angry one way or the other. I try to look at it as absurdist as it is, because if you pick it apart with intellectual curiosity, you begin mm-hmm. to say, are most people that are questioning the safety of vaccines actually anti-vaccine? Maybe a small percentage of them are, but the vast majority of them are what we call ex-vaxxers. They have children who are fully vaccinated, may have been injured or even killed, and that's how they came to their conclusion.
Right. So I know many people. I mean, and I also, as an acupuncturist, as a Chinese medicine practitioner, I work with the population that Western medicine has not taken care of them, or mm-hmm. that... They're looking for another alternative to what hasn't worked for them. I work with a lot of people who have suffered from vaccine damage or suffer from just things they don't understand, and the quest to get to the bottom of their diabetes, their MS, their rheumatoid arthritis, or their mm-hmm. their just undiagnosable conditions has brought about all of these questions. And the idea of just being able to safely explore questions, that's getting shut down, which is really troubling to me, because I feel like they need this. There are people who are desperate to understand. And then if there's a way we can prevent this kind of suffering in the population at large, we need it.
Sure.
We're in a health crisis, but it's not an acute disease health crisis. It's
yes.
a chronic disease health
chronic
crisis.
Have we traded
54% of us.
Have we traded rites of passage in infections in childhood that help us to develop for chronic diseases, degenerative diseases? By the way, number two on our list in this article, she says, another trigger word, I am a scientist. It's like, oh no, you're not the right kind of scientist. we'll get into that.
Right.
Hold on, we're going up to a break here. We've got more to discuss on the break. For those of you watching on YouTube, those of you with us right now live on radio, thanks to our friends at GCN, our home in broadcast radio syndication. Those of you listening in the middle of the morning in, where is that? In the middle of the Pacific Ocean somewhere. Remember that city, that town, that island? Guam, that's right. Hello, the Robert Scott Bell Show is waking you up on an early Sunday morning. Or actually, it's a Monday morning for them, I think. We'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump tells ICE agents to stand down and not support illegal aliens in 10 different cities today, including Atlanta, New Orleans, and San Francisco. Instead, the president using this as an opportunity to negotiate. On Twitter, he gives Democrats
On Twitter, he gives Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill 2 weeks to come up with a plan to deal with this decades-old illegal immigrant and asylum problem. And then, if there's no solution proposed in 2 weeks, the president says illegals will be deported.
These are people that came into the country illegally. They've been served. They've gone through a process.
It's a high-level meeting. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton in Jerusalem meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about Iran, saying there has been an escalation of terror. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. My broadcast 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Our start of the broadcast week right here. Our special home and radio, Genesis Communications Network, GCNlive.com, linked up as well. The op-ed that was banned by Medium, basically censored or her account suspended. Ann Tomoko Rosen, she's with us now. Again, the title, I'll read it. Op-ed, Why You Need an Anti-Vaxxer Like Me on Your Side or Healing the American Macrocosm of Autoimmunity. We just went through the first aspect of your article here, which is brilliant. I think it was great. It's too bad it's got censored. But actually, the fact that it did probably is going to get it in front of more eyes than ever. And that's a good thing.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah. So she's
I think
choice.
That article, the reposting has been shared, I don't know, my husband sent me a text and said it had been 2,000 times this morning.
Nice.
So.
Well, and it's going to crank up more than that, yes. And number two on the list, so you said, I am a scientist, technically of a master's of science in traditional oriental medicine. And, of course, our skeptic duck buddies out there will go, oh, that's not real science. What do you say to them?
Well, I mean, I studied all that. I studied biochemistry and neurophysiology. And, I mean, we studied the science. A third of the program is Western science. So, and beyond that, I think it's not really about the letters after your name, because that can as easily be indoctrination as it can be anything else. So I think the idea is the pursuit of knowledge, like questions. Scientific method is science. So I think arguably many parents are better scientists than the doctors they're seeing if they're asking the questions and engaging all of them and using critical thinking. That is what makes you a scientist. And while people asked me to write this article and sort of become a voice because of letters after my name, I sort of want to revisit that idea and say, you know, no matter what letters, we have amazing scientists on our side, right? I mean, we have Tatiana, we have Suzanne Humphreys, we have Sherry Tenpenny, Paul Thomas. We have lots of, we have MDs, we have physicians for informed consent, and they keep throwing back their letters, right? Mm-hmm. CDC, NIH, and I think we have to take away this idea that only experts can weigh in on this. Thinking people need to weigh in on this. We're citizens. We get to have an opinion. We get to ask our questions. We get to ask for liability of the products that would be injected into our children. Mm-hmm. This is a business that we're looking at, and we get a voice. So I want to say don't mm-hmm. defer to people with letters after your name.
Right. Well, it leads often to cognitive dissonance. And that's become almost the way of being for many people who support blindly vaccine mandates. I mean, remember, and you said it, these are pharmaceutical products that carry no liability should they injure or kill. And they're mandated right. by government. And you have to beg, plead, and you know, steal and borrow just to get an out, an exemption in certain states now where they've eliminated both philosophical and religious. And now they're going after doctors who, according to their MD degree, have the capacity to assess and say, no, this is contraindicated for this child. And I've got more stories about, you know, they're attacking Bob Sears again. But the question of what is a scientist? Well, what is science? Have they altered the definition of that?
Well, they have. So, right. I mean, when we were kids, I remember taking science tests, and the definition began with the study of. There was always the word observation in there. There were questions. Scientific method is about asking questions and making a hypothesis and then pursuing that. I mean, a correlation may not be causation, but there's not a scientist worth the letters after their name that isn't going, that shouldn't be pursuing all of the very, like, prominent correlations between some of these vaccine injuries and the temporal associations. I mean, that is science. You take that to the end. You don't say, well, this is a mystery. We're not sure what causes SIDS, but we're 100% sure that it's not vaccine. Right. We don't know what causes autism. It's a mystery, maybe environmental factors. But that's settled science, and it's done because we've settled on the fact that it's not vaccines. That is not science.
No, and
science doesn't get settled. That is psychosclerosis. That is the hardening of the mind.
Nice, psychosclerosis.
That's like calcification of your thinking.
Mm-hmm. I would say also, if it were about science, you would look as a vaccine proponent, perhaps, to Stanley Plotkin and say, well, what does he say? Well, he was deposed for a lot of time and finally admitted that there was no science definitively stating the safety of vaccines or that it wasn't the cause of enter the disease or diagnosis here, including autism. But he says he would defer to promoting it as if it were safe because, again, it's their religious belief. It is a sacrament in their church. And so even at the highest level of so-called their vaccine science, they acknowledge that they're nothing more than believers in a cult.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's a right? I mean, safe and effective is a mantra. That's it. Really is a religion.
To get you to shut down. Yeah, don't think.
Yeah, because everyone is going on faith, mm-hmm. right? Faith in the CDC. That's not science.
No, if I'm going to place my faith somewhere, it will not be with a governmental institution. Anybody that knows anything about history, even if you call yourself progressive, you have to go back and go, oh, yeah, no, I really don't trust the government, but I want them to have the power to shoot up your kids. What? What is that? That's cognitive dissonance, folks, and it's very dangerous for your health and the health of your children and grandchildren. Now, in the third point of this article that you wrote, you talked about, in all likelihood, I am advocating for you. Now, who are you talking about? Are you talking about the people that are pro-vaccine that are probably against this article and are supporting medium censorship here?
Well, I am talking about them because I think we're all parents. I mean, ultimately, we're looking out for the safety and the well-being of our children. So in some ways, I mean, we're talking about choice. We're not trying to take away vaccines. We're not trying to take away your right to get them. We're just, we want accountability. There have never been any inert placebo double-blind studies on any of these, anything in the childhood schedule. They haven't. They're being studied against other vaccines. They're being studied against the neurotoxic adjuvants.
Mm-hmm.
Those are not placebos. So we don't know. We don't know how the combination schedule works.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even I have a girlfriend. She has advanced MS, and I was talking to her just 2 days ago, and she was saying to me, this whole conversation is so weird. She's like, my grandmother was an orphan, and she was one of those orphans that used to get, they tested all those things on her, and she said every single grandkid of hers has MS. She's like, I wonder if that has something to do with it. I mean, people should be allowed to ask those questions and, like, follow that down the road and see where it takes them. Their own questions.
And a scientist doesn't definitively say, we know it's not the vaccines, without some shred of evidence that it isn't. No, they haven't analyzed it. Only one vaccine has been investigated in that regard. And much of that science has apparently been manipulated by those who admit that they had hid data or trash data at the CDC, of all places. Another one of those government organizations.
Right. And they say that everything's been thoroughly researched again and again. Well, certain questions have been researched again and again. But those are funded questions. So when you ask the wrong question, your funding gets pulled. Like I said, I don't know if you've read about Chris Exley, but he has been doing a lot of research on aluminum. And when he took it in, quote unquote, the wrong direction, he lost his funding. He can't ask that question anymore, or at least he can't ask it with funding. And so this is what happens, that these things are getting shut down. But also, you know, the other thing we're fighting for is liability. Make the vaccine makers liable if your children die, if they are injured as a result of vaccines. Just make them stand by their own products. Yes. What other manufacturers of a product don't have to stand by their own product if your child dies from it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who would be against that.
Okay.
But we're also trying to support doctors in their relationships with their patients so that they can, if they feel like it's warranted, write an exemption. Even the immune compromised deserve more than this false sense of security than they're getting.
Mm-hmm.
And not even the immune compromised, especially the immune compromised population.
Yeah.
I feel like they're victims on multiple levels of what's going on here in this healthcare system. And they deserve real protection.
I'm so with you here. Your article is so... Ann has got this article. If you're just joining us on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Ann Tomoko Rosen is with us. She published an article at Medium, then got suspended within 24 hours, and Green Med Info has republished it. And you've got to read it. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And hearing you speak, it's like bringing this article even more to life. And people think I'm anti-doctor. I'm not. I'm pro-freedom, pro-doctors, your freedom to do what you're trained to do. And I think that one of those qualifications, if you assess the health of your patients, your children, their kids, whatever it is, to say, hey, there are things that are contraindicated here. We should not vaccinate this child. Now, I may have come to an assessment that there are no indications for vaccination. If you want a healthy, well-adjusted, well-adapted, immunologically proficient child, that's my opinion based on my clinical experience as well as, you know, my view, which admit is biased as a homeopath, against injecting toxic foreign substances, antigens, DNA, RNA from animals or aborted fetal cells. We can go on and on about that. But again, supporting your choice. Then they add to the mix Tylenol. You even mentioned Tylenol. I've referenced this over the years, how stupid this is. The one pathway, the excretory pathway, so critical in surviving a toxicological or any assault, and they put something in there that destroys that one pathway.
Yeah, that's such a tragedy. So even just a better information campaign for parents to recognize vaccine injury could save so many lives, right? I mean, just not giving Tylenol could be have a profound difference, a profound impact on the outcome of a child experiencing and trying to detoxify and having that inflammatory reaction. But instead, there's a campaign for the period of purple crying, trying to reassure parents it's totally normal for them to cry until they're purple. Mm. They look like they're in pain, but they're not.
Wow.
It's so irresponsible, and it's frightening.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
Not
it is,
protecting
folks.
Our kids.
Now, Anne, this is our first time meeting, and we talked briefly on the phone the other day, but do you have children as well?
I do. I have children, yes.
Okay, so you know this as a parent, as do I, and we chose a different path for our kids because I had, you know,
right.
very few vaccines relative, you know, when I grew up, much different generation, and I was vaccine injured via the a smallpox vaccine. And so I knew long before they talked about it. Then I read A Shot in the Dark by Harris Coulter and Barbara Lowe Fisher and began my inquiry as a homeopath and said, my gosh, there's got to be a better way. This is a disaster. And we'll talk about some of the positive things you can do, including Anne's expertise as an acupuncturist and working with Chinese medicine, herbal medicine as well. And do you believe in the freedom to move about the American cabin, much less the Earth cabin, without being assaulted by force through violence with injections that contain things that are not safe to put in a baby's bottle. Yep, not exaggerating at all. Go to robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the word of the day, psychosclerosis, the hardening of the attitude which causes a person to cease dreaming, seeing, thinking, and leading. It is the hardening of the mind so that we become unteachable. We stop learning and we stop growing. Do you know anybody out there with psychosclerosis? Richard Pan, Dickie Pan, and those that are promoting a vaccine or bust agenda, violating your belief system, philosophical, religious, or otherwise. We've got one segment left with Ann Tomoko Rosen. She's terrific. We have her article at Green Med Info linked at robertscottbell.com. And this op-ed is fantastic. She's also, what is it? You say you're co-founder of acupuncture?
The Center for Acupuncture and Herbal Medicine.
Yes,
my husband is the other co-founder. So, yeah, we have a practice, a clinic in
Westfield,
New Jersey.
Yeah. Wonderful work you're doing. And I, like I said, I'll say it on the air. I'd love to meet you and your husband one day because what you're doing is just making my heart happy. And
I hope so. Me too.
Yeah. I urge everybody to read her article talking about being pro-choice, which in some cases the left loves, but when it comes to choosing not to vaccinate, it's like, oh, no, we're not pro-choice anymore. How about science? You're not a real scientist. Well, what is a real scientist? A real scientist, with or without letters by their name, asks questions, engages in what used to be known as the scientific method, and never stops learning or never says the science is settled. The irony of the term or the phrase, the science is settled, which, by the way, is to lull your mind to go to sleep. Just like vaccines are safe and effective, yeah? You are getting sleepy. The science is settled only comes from those who are against or anti-science, ironically. Because if you're pro-science,
yeah,
you never say that. And, of course, the other thing about advocating for those who we might disagree with, doctors, to have the freedom
right
to do what doctors are trained to do, and your freedom to elect to hire them or fire them, and not to be the exclusive monopoly, because the term doctor means physician or teacher, not someone who is duly licensed to prescribe toxic medicaments of the pharmaceutical industrial complex exclusively.
Right, exactly. I mean, I feel like if your version of science is reciting something that a mantra that could be on a bumper sticker, that you're back in religion again. That isn't science, right? That we're back in faith territory again. So, I want people to engage in thinking. And I think the best way to do that is we have to
create a compassionate space. I mean, when, you know, we're not going to have a fact slinging showdown that's going to convert people, because people go, you know, you show up with weapons and people will show up. You'll meet an opponent, right? Mm-hmm. That's combat. And we're not trying to win. We're not trying to get in the winning the argument space. I think we're trying to get in the, like, open our minds and all listen to each other space. I think, yes, if we can do that and kind of create some sort of empathic conversation, mm-hmm, it'll be safe to listen. Like, we just have to make it safe to be curious.
But you know what?
People are smarter than they know. Yes, they just have to engage it.
But they're not smart when they're operating in fear. When they're in fight or flight, your higher functions are gone. It's all brainstem. It's animal reactions, behavior. And there's not compassion there. There's only aggressive lashing out and screaming and yelling and crying, etc. And so the compassionate space, perhaps, is to get people out of that fear. Not to encourage them to be more fearful.
I think the animal rescuers have it right. You know, I was watching a video of, like, this woman, and she was trying to rescue a wounded dog who had been out in the wild. So he was all matted. His leg looked like it was broken. He was bleeding. And she was trying to help the animal. And all she's armed with, she's got gloves on. So, mm-hmm, so the only thing she's armed with is, like, love, mm-hmm, and gloves. Like, she's trying to self-preservation things, but she goes in there and she is bringing love and reassurance. And this dog is biting her and you know, growling at her. And because to the dog, even though it's injured and maybe she's there to save his life, he doesn't know that. He or she.
Yeah.
He sees, who's this person with a cage coming at me? So I think we all have to think about what it might feel like to be brought with the, like, terrifying information, things that we're not ready to hear that could kind of crumble our whole belief system in a way.
With the animal rescuers, and we're about out of time here, but remember to wear appropriate gear. If you're going to help a wounded animal to recover and give them that love and compassion, you could be harmed or even killed in the process. So we're not advocating walking in blindly without some level of defense or protection, but overwhelming ultimately the fear that the fear mongering that has been engaged by primarily the pro-vaccine forces. And Tomoko Rosen, you're welcome back here on the show anytime. I love you, appreciate you so very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. They're attacking Dr. Bob Sears again. Why? Exemptions. We're going to talk about it because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.